Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Thursday, December 12th. Our full weather forecast is just minutes away here on this Thursday. Another nice day on hand, but there is snow in the forecast, so we'll get you updated with the weather coming up in just a few minutes. The House Judiciary Committee began considering specific articles of impeachment against President Trump in a session last night.
In his opening statement, Chairman Jerry Nadler saying the committee owes it to the American people
to give these articles close attention and to describe their factual basis, meaning, and importance.
Ranking Republican Doug Collins couldn't believe it when Nadler called the markup session an important and solemn occasion.
Amazing at best, hilarious, I guess, at worst, that we come to, quote, in a solemn and amazing moment. We've been on this path since November 2016.
The session to debate and offer amendments to the articles of impeachment resumes this morning. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Wichita police say a 32-year-old suspect is dead after he tried to enter a home in the 1800 block of South Topeka early yesterday. The suspect went to the home armed with a gun. When he knocked, a 35-year-old man denied him entry. A fight broke out. Both the suspect and the victim fired at each other. Police arrived at the home, found both of the men with gunshot wounds. Both were hospitalized. The suspect, in this case, died. Police believe that this shooting was drug-related. The increase in Wichita homicides recently has police asking the public for help.
There have been 33 criminal homicides this year in Wichita, nearly a dozen over the last 5 weeks. The increase in violence has Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey concerned. He's asking for help from the public because of the strain it's putting on the entire department.
It's not like the one-hour TV show where they solve a homicide in an hour and the persons are going to jail as you turn off the TV show.
In some cases, the public can help if they choose to talk. However, Ramsey says it's not uncommon to have people who don't want to cooperate with homicides.
For many reasons. Fear, want to do vigilante revenge.
Police say Crime Stoppers works great. You can always call their tip line at 267-2111. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County Crime Stoppers offering a reward of up to $2,800 for a tip leading to the arrests of anyone involved in the recent vandalism and theft case at the Arc of Sedgwick County. Earlier this month, suspects caused about $2,000 in losses after the singing bulb's light display was damaged and the computer control box stolen. The display was repaired after an anonymous donor stepped in and helped bring the display back to life. The Arc of Sedgwick County, which helps individuals with developmental disabilities, has fallen victim to vandalism and theft many times before at the Christmas season. Citizens may submit tips by calling the Crime Stoppers hotline 267-2111. The Sedgwick County Commission approved a new contract with SMG Management to continue operating Intrust Bank Arena in downtown Wichita.
The new deal starts January 1st and goes to the year 2030 and possibly to 2035 if the county makes $1.7 million over the next decade. SMG will provide $1.50 of each per-ticket facility fee to be used exclusively for arena capital improvement projects. The county will match that starting in 2021. Commissioner Jim Howell supported the new deal and what it means for the future of the arena.
This extends that significantly, and so I think we have to obviously plan ahead and have a plan and take care of our facility.
Under the agreement, the arena's reserve fund is projected to extend to the year 2040. SMG will also invest $250,000 into the arena. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The U.S. government suspects that Iran is responsible for a series of rocket attacks on joint U.S.-Iraqi military facilities in Iraq. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo condemns Iran during a press conference at the State Department.
I'd like to turn to the Islamic Republic of Iran. As long as its malign behavior continues, so will our campaign of maximum pressure. Today I'm announcing designation of three Iranian transportation companies that helped Iran import items for its weapons of mass destruction programs.
9 rocket attacks have been launched on or near Iraqi facilities during the last 5 weeks. The most recent attack happened on Monday. It will be a Merry Christmas for one group of workers in Maryland.
Employees of a Baltimore, Maryland real estate firm can worry a little less about their holiday bills this year. This after founder and chairman Edward St. John surprised them at the company's annual holiday celebration with news they're sharing a $10 million bonus. The bonus is paid on years of service, with the average employee getting $50,000. According to the company, that's in addition to their regular year-end bonus. St. John says he's thankful for every employee and couldn't think of a better way to show it. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Dessert lovers are swooning. It's magically delicious.
Pillsbury releasing limited edition Lucky Charms cookie dough filled with marshmallows from the cereal. Shapes like clovers, rainbows, blue moons, hearts, and horseshoes. The ready-to-make packs, which make about 12 cookies, selling for $2.50. The Instagram account, The Junk Food Aisle, the first to spark buzz about it, posting a photo of the colorful packaging. Foodies say they've seen them at Walmart, Kroger, and Albertsons. The cookies reportedly rolling out nationally in January, but will only be around until April. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
We're coming up on 6:06 with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS. We'll get commentary from Earl Pitts and our full weather forecast. We might look at weekend snow. That's all coming up. KNSS News Time is 6:06. It's 6:12 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We'll keep you updated all morning long on traffic conditions for the commute with Jad Chambers.
And so far this morning, things are looking okay out there on the Wichita roadways. Not really seeing any big traffic slowdowns out there at the moment, but the gasoline prices in the Wichita area, well, those do seem to be coming down. Right now, 225 does seem to be the low end of what I'm seeing out there. It's about a 225 near Douglas and Seneca. Seeing 226 near Kellogg and Broadway, so prices are a little unsettled out there. Traffic update from 98.7 to 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at our weather forecast. Let's get the details from meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A trough of low pressure is moving across the plains today, spreading in some clouds, and we become mostly sunny this afternoon. It'll be a bit windy with a high 54. Clouding up again tonight, our low 36, and then clearing on Friday afternoon with a high warming to 58. Late in the weekend, we have an increasing chance of snow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we do have a wind out of the south gusting up to 23 miles per hour. It is mostly cloudy, and currently it is 40 degrees on this Thursday morning, Thursday, December 12th. Thanks for being with us here on the program today. We have live interviews coming up. We'll get you updated on all the business and sports and traffic and weather you need to know and news throughout the entire morning. So we're certainly glad you're with us here on Thursday the 12th. The Steve and Ted poll question is up on our website. What kind of Christmas shopper are you? And the results, we give you four options, and it is pretty close.
Yeah.
It's a varied crew out there, and it's kind of landing all in the same area. 20% say they're done already. That's up from yesterday.
Yes, it is.
So maybe some people finished up. Maybe the extra 4% of people finished up their shopping yesterday and then voted on our Stephen poll question. I'm done, 20%. A quarter of people say I start in mid-December, which would be, you know, like right now.
Yeah.
Another quarter say I am last minute. So they've still got their 13 days to do what they need to do. And 30% is still leading the poll. I start in early December. But, boy, the top of the poll and the bottom of the poll are all within 10% of each other. So
yeah,
everybody's doing their thing. If you want to take part in the Steve and Ted poll question, it's always up and running at our website, knssradio.com. I've got a thing that'll help somebody with their shopping.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Of course, as always happens this time of year, Taco Bell is giving away free Christmas cash. Now, I'm going to be at the Taco Bell drive-thru during the 5 o'clock hour tomorrow afternoon at 21st and Ridge in northwest Wichita.
Cool.
And one lucky drive-thru customer is going to win $98 in free Christmas cash.
That is excellent.
So, if you're the lucky drive-thru customer, you'll win some Christmas cash from Taco Bell. Once again, that's the 5 o'clock hour tomorrow afternoon at 21st and Ridge. Some lucky drive-thru customer gets $98 from me in the drive-thru window. So good luck with that, and hope to see you in the drive-thru lane at Taco Bell at 21st and Ridge tomorrow.
Yeah.
In the 5 o'clock hour.
I like the after-action reports on those, too. That's always a good story.
Yeah. It's
always somebody that's real happy and needed the money. And yeah.
Yep. It's always a surprise.
Yes.
You just don't know you pull up and you're ordering a chalupa and you get $98 in cash.
And there you go.
Yeah,
some money.
So it's pretty cool. So we'll see how that works out tomorrow. And then next week I'll give you a report on how that went. It's 6:16 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS here on this Thursday morning. New York City Council has voted to require bird-friendly glass in new buildings. Measure intended to cut down on tens of thousands of birds that die by flying into New York City buildings every year. The council passed the bill. It was close. 4-3. Oh, it was 43-3. Okay, so it wasn't close. It was a big... It was an easy vote on that one.
I'm guessing they're not making it softer.
Yeah. Like plush windows. It'll take effect 1 year after it becomes law. Conservationists estimate that anywhere between 90,000 and 230,000 birds die every year flying into New York City buildings. So they don't really have a handle on how many. Obviously,
yeah.
It's a very wide range.
Yeah, New York, it's not like a bird strike in a plane.
New York will be the largest American city to adopt bird-friendly glass legislation. There are already laws of that type in several California cities, including San Francisco and Oakland. But it looks like New York City's getting into the act on this one.
Hmm.
A man in Arizona facing charges after authorities say he tried to climb down the chimney with a bound in a vacant house. And guess what? He got stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. That always happens. Firefighters in Tucson rescued the man after finding his legs dangling from inside the chimney.
Not a good idea.
So it's the perfect scenario you would expect. You look at the chimney and there's the guy's feet just dangling there. Yeah.
Yep.
The rescue workers were called to the scene. Reports from neighbors say they heard a man calling for help from inside the home. Firefighters then used a rescue ring and a rope on a crane to pull him out of the chimney. So they didn't pull him down from his feet. They had to pull him out from the top.
Yeah.
Back from where he came.
Well, it makes sense.
There you go.
If you're not going to be able to get through, you kind of have to go the other way.
Your dumb Santa story for the day. It is 6:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's take a look at sports from yesterday. And that includes men's basketball action up at Kansas State last night, the Wildcats, and Alabama State going at it in Manhattan. And as you would expect, this was not a close contest. K-State, wire-to-wire, wins it big, 86-41. The Wildcats are up already at halftime, 52-16, as these teams met for the first time in 28 years. It might be another 28 years before Alabama State comes calling to K-State again. Season highs for the Wildcats in 11 different offensive categories, including assists. 29 assists for the Wildcats last night.
Ow.
That's tied for fourth most in school history. K-State with a win, now 6-3 on the season. Alabama State now 1-8. They are opening the season with 15 straight games away from home, collecting money along the way. Xavier Sneed with 20 points for the Wildcats, 8 of 10 shooting. And the win for K-State last night. Let's take a look at some other action in basketball. In JUCO men's basketball play last night, Butler Community College was on the road in Northwest Kansas up in Goodland, taking on Northwest Kansas Tech. Dennis Higgins had the call of the game last night on Sports Radio KFH.
Shot clock to 3. White with a long right wing 3 is off the front of the rim and in. It went in. It hit the front of the rim, and it just rolled over and in. So a 3 just before the buzzer.
And Butler wins it 93-73. So the Grizzlies go into the Christmas break with a record of 11-3 on a 3-game winning streak. In other JUCO action, 6th-ranked Hutchinson Community College beat Cloud County 90-75. Hutchinson, under head coach Steve Eck, with a record of 12-1, go into Christmas break, ranked 6th in the nation. In the NBA last night, the Charlotte Hornets with a win over the Brooklyn Nets on the road, 113-108. Huge game for former Kansas Jayhawk Devontae Graham. Some of the action on the Hornets radio network.
Devontae with 3 on the shot clock, tries a deep 3, got it again! Oh my! Devontae Graham, 40 in the ball game. And the Hornets lead 111-106.
Hornets win it 113-108. Coming back from 20 points down to win that game, Devontae Graham, a career high, 40 points. He also had 5 rebounds and 5 assists. Back-to-back wins for the Charlotte Hornets. We do have football on our minds as well. Tonight is the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show. Talking about the Kansas City Chiefs, the division champion Kansas City Chiefs, as they get ready for a matchup with the Denver Broncos on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. You can hear the Chiefs Kingdom Show at 6 o'clock tonight, and that is on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And then after that, it is Thursday Night Football as the Baltimore Ravens are hosting the New York Jets. Baltimore trying to extend its 9-game winning streak right now. The Ravens are a 16.5-point favorite. You can listen to that one tonight on Sports Radio KFH. And speaking of the Chiefs, 2 hours from now, we will have our weekly visit with Mitch on Thursday mornings as part of his Minute with Mitch. He'll give us a little preview of Chiefs action. So be here at about 2 hours from now exactly for that as we'll hit the Minute with Mitch and talk some Chiefs football. All right, there you go. That is your sports update with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is 6:22 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Keep it here for Fox News commentary. And we'll also have more news coming your way in just minutes, including what happened at that long standoff at a South Wichita apartment complex. KNSS News Time is 6:22.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.